Well, a warm welcome along to Wednesday's Manchester City update. I'm Warren Ashurst, and we start off with news on the transfer front, and the saga regarding the future of Leroy Sané looks set to take another turn because his new representatives have been quoted as saying that there is more interest in the German winger outside of Bayern Munich, and also that they continue to discuss the possibility of staying with City. Well, Sané's future, of course, has been uncertain now for over a year after a new contract remained unsigned, and Bundesliga champions Bayern have been confidently predicting for a while now that they will sign the German international. A serious injury, of course, in August put the brakes on Sané's Premier League season, and his change of representation of agents recently has also slowed down negotiations. German newspaper Bild have quoted his new agent, Damir Smoljan, as saying, "Together with him, we talk with Manchester City about what the next step could look like. The interest of FC Bayern is no secret, but other top clubs also contacted us about Leroy." Well, elsewhere on the incoming side of things, on the transfer front, there's been some promising news for City over their summer reported target, Nelson Semedo, because his agent, Jorge Mendes, has reportedly broken off contract talks with Barcelona and is looking at other options for his client. Sport newspaper in Spain says the Portuguese right-back is under contract until 2022, but has been offered a deal by Barca that will take him to 2024. But apparently now his agent has said that deal will not happen. And with funds now needed to be raised at the new camp, there's every chance that he could well be on the move at the end of the current campaign. Well, finally for the bulletin, there are a few City fans out there who think that Claudio Bravo may well have played his last game for the club after a recent post on Twitter in which the City goalkeeper said his thanks to the club and the supporters for sending his best wishes on his birthday. He turned 37 on Monday and has since tweeted, "Thank you, always in my heart, see you soon," which some have read into potentially him moving on at the end of the current campaign. That's all for now. We'll have more later.